Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 14, 2018. My thoughts on Twitter, the 14th of May 2018. Jerusalem, the symbol of the nation, will be built when we are united. When we unite, we'll unite Jerusalem and the world. We do not cross the Maxim, but are carried across it by a tsunami wave of love for the Creator. Jerusalem restored from destruction means a place, desire where love dwells. For now, it's in a state of total destruction. No city in the world is more divided, torn apart by every possible contradiction. By correcting them, we'll correct the whole world. First temple, spiritual vessel. Reception for bestowal. Second temple, bestowal for bestowal. Both belonged to the head of the soul. Third temple will include both acts, and not just for Israel, but for all nations. Babylon, as written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Moving the embassy to Jerusalem is a symbol, but not correction of the nation's disunity incumbent upon the nation of Israel. The symbol indicates that it's time to strive to reveal the Creator. This is Israel's responsibility to the world, to unite with the Creator and the world. Jerusalem is the capital of the united humanity of the future. Unwillingly or consciously, by the Creator's law, we will attain the state where Jerusalem, perfect or Yerushalem, will dwell in our hearts, in our united desire of love for the neighbor. If we manage to catch the hint from Netabarzilai's success and turn the euphoric sense of joy into positive action, showing the key to the unity of humanity, then, regardless of who creates the best musical performance, the entire world will win Eurovision 2019. Today, there is a deep-seated demand in the heart of humanity that the people of Israel will rediscover their vocation. This is why many people feel an unexplained sentiment toward the Jewish people, which sometimes comes out in very negative ways. In other words, the original grouping of people called Israel was a mini-model of global unity. They developed a way of life where they continually make an effort to rise above their egoistic differences and celebrate the natural connection that binds all human beings together. The true birth story of the people of Israel is, in fact, rooted in global unity. 3,800 years ago, representatives from all the various groups, tribes, and clans living in ancient Babylon decided to come together under the principle of unity above differences. Specifically in a place like Jerusalem, which symbolizes great division and conflict, such an event would have an incredibly positive impact. Imagine next year's Eurovision as an event whose theme is global unity and common humanity. An event that goes beyond a musical contest, to demonstrate and celebrate our natural connection as human beings. Israel will always be in the humanity's sights, and it will not be allowed to rest, precisely because of the unique role the people of Israel have toward the world, to connect as one man with one heart. As Netabarzilai's victory positions Jerusalem as the contest's next venue, it creates a perfect setting for Israel to display the true treasure the world expects to receive from it, the gift of unity and human connection above all differences. Growing threats will continue to plague man until he becomes so scared that he'll realize that there's no other way out than to reveal the Creator, their cause. We can aim at the Creator egoistically. But we can advance toward him only by acquiring the quality of bestowal in our actions. For that we need to be included in the group since steps toward the Creator are actions of bestowal. We received the force of bestowal through the group. If we raise the Creator's greatness spurred by troubles, understanding that they are sent by the Creator, it's an egoistic action since we choose the Creator as the stronger one. This action still lacks bestowal, although we already aim toward the Creator. All of one's spiritual work is assessed by growth of the Creator's greatness. By the same principle, one chooses acts and intentions. The Creator's greatness allows us to feel bestowing actions as reception from the Creator. Spiritual degrees are measured by the Creator's greatness. The upper force is revealed with a detector, unity in the group, which generates the quality of unity and bestowal, creator's greatness. Only this needs to be created in the group, that is, the creator's greatness is the only condition for revealing the upper world. The creator made a desire in order to delight it by equivalence to him. By receiving from him according to the created desire, we can't feel that we exist since desire and fulfillment are from the creator. The I is born out of the feeling lack and my effort to fill it. The first time you break away from yourself is still not your adhesion to the creator the way a mother feels herself entirely inside her baby, that is the kind of breakaway we must attain after years of never being fulfilled. You discover the possibility of fulfillment by thoughts away from you, to the creator when care for yourself reaches a hopeless end. You find a chance to commit to caring for the creator. And by that to fulfill yourself. Ego? Israel's Independence Day is its independence not from the external nations of the world, but from its uncorrected egoistic desires, internal nations of the world, that hinder it from uniting and transmitting the Creator's light through it to all the nations. Distance in the upper world, spiritual distance, is measured by the difference of desires, qualities, between two spiritual objects, qualities. By changing our qualities, we move around in spiritual space. The frequency of changes in qualities determines spiritual time. It's a pleasure to reveal the still, vegetative, and animate nature, and people. I must realize that I'm traveling inside myself, in my desires. But I can travel through different desires inside me, desires to bestow. Thus, I enter another, higher world. The Creator. Talmud, Yavmat 63, all evil comes to the world through Israel. All goodness comes to the world through Israel. All governance of the world is in Israel's hands because they transmit the upper light to this world. If they are divided, they do not transmit light to the world. Springboard for disinterested bestowal. What's most important is to feel the need for the Creator's help. We are born completely disconnected from the upper force, like animals, and feel no need for the Creator. He is not included in any of our egoistic desires. In our entire existence in this world, we do not find any need for the Creator. We try to build the whole world, all of its system, the family, society and the environment, only through the power of our egoism. We try to conquer nature in order to make ourselves comfortable and to put everything to our service. This is the way we develop. Our egoism pushes us in the completely opposite direction from the Creator. If we do need the Creator, it is only to take advantage of Him. People have always tried to enlist the support of nature's forces, such as the sun and the moon. If there is an even higher power, then it would be good to put it to our service, for our benefit. However, when we talk about needing the Creator's help, it means something quite different. It is not that the Creator comes and provides us with pleasant egoistic feelings, good sensations, and comfortable lives. All supposed spiritual practices that provide a person with the feeling that he is separated from taking care of himself are also aimed at making one feel better and more comfortable, free from the burden of egoistic experiences. This is only a more cunning way of egoistically using all of nature's forces, as if also including the upper force. The wisdom of Kabbalah is unique in that it requires a special amount of patience from a person in anticipation of the Creator's help. You need to be patient and try to see the Creator's work on you, listening attentively to your inner voice. This is how a person will gradually begin to discover that he constantly thinks about himself, that he lacks fulfillment, comprehension, and success. Where is the promised Creator who should fulfill me? These are the natural requirements that appear in us all. We have to pass these stages on the way to the true correction. The Creator Himself awakens these questions and claims in us until we become tired of thinking about ourselves. We will despair from the impossibility of realizing our egoistic plans and will begin to hope that we will receive the fulfillment if we direct our thoughts in the opposite direction, in the only possible direction, to the Creator. It is still an egoistic intention, but we already begin to discover that fulfillment can come only from caring about the neighbor, about the friends. This is bestowal for the sake of reception, but it is still great progress toward spirituality. Desperate to fill ourselves with our own knowledge, achievements, sensations, thoughts, me, 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 we begin to feel that there is an opportunity to fill ourselves if we think about the friends or the Creator. If there is no fulfillment in receiving, can it be in bestowal, caring for the neighbor? This is egoistic bestowal, but I still partially exit myself and begin being included in others. In any case, I think about what they need in order to give to them and fill myself in this mode. Here, a new attitude and work is born. Everyone cares for others, seeing that this is the only way to fill themselves. Subconsciously, we still think about ourselves, but we already understand that without the friends, we will not be fulfilled. Also, we no longer try to use others directly for our own benefit. Instead, we use them indirectly, trying to do good to them because bestowal makes us content. We see that this is our only chance for success. If instead of receiving, I bestow and take care of others all the time, then I will be fulfilled with this concern. This is called bestowal for the sake of receiving. My salvation from my own problems is in the thoughts about the Creator. They disconnect me from constant anxiety about myself, inner emptiness, helplessness, and doubt. This is how we start feeling the opportunity to rise by faith above reason and reach bestowal. Even if I still bestow for my own sake, it is already a springboard to pure bestowal. Many lack patience and do not wait until the Creator takes care of them, bringing them to this type of bestowal, that is, for the sake of receiving a fulfillment. We should understand that this type of bestowal differs from the corporeal world's egoistic bestowal, whereas the latter cannot be called bestowal at all, because it still comes from the desire to receive more, although via an alternate route. Here, we move to bestowal for the sake of receiving after a great disappointment, having made sure that it is impossible to be fulfilled by means of receiving. Therefore, we want to get rid of these desires, to put an end to this approach to life. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 25th of April 2018, lesson on the topic, revealing the need for the Creator's help in the 10, preparation for the convention, all as one in New Jersey, 2018. If I am not for me, who is for me? Question: what is the meaning of the Kabbalistic principle, if I am not for me, who is for me? It seems to be so corporeal. Answer: a person is an egoist. There is only the ego at work inside of us. It first pushes us to do everything for ourselves. And then that same egoism, realizing that its best application is in bestowing to others, leads us to do everything for the sake of others. It follows, in any case, if not me, then who? How else can I be connected to everyone else in order to give, to work for their benefit, if not through my egoism? Nothing new happens, only the technique of applying the ego changes. Moreover, the work for others is not done for the sake of an individual, but for the sake of the whole system. When I understand that it is universal, I begin to involve myself in it, and therefore my present and my future depends only on the extent of my involvement in this system. Here everything happens differently than in our world, where we preach, let's live together and put everything into a common pot, while each one thinks of how to snatch from it, and whatever comes out of it is of little consequence. By studying Kabbalah, we reveal the system of nature and understand that we exist in it completely, integrally interconnected. Therefore, by giving to the universal system, I give to myself and do so in the best possible way, eternally and perfectly. If I seemingly take something for myself, it goes against the system and I see that I caused damage to myself. It follows that egoism works in both directions, good and bad. If I am not for me, who is for me? Is the healthiest attitude because a person knows that he is supposed to do and earn something. The question is only in how to use one's egoism. That is why Kabbalah, in Hebrew, means the science of reception. It explains how to receive all the good, righteous, eternity, and perfection that is in the world. Question: how do we combine the approaches? If I am not for me, who is for me? And there is none else besides him? Do we act on it consecutively or concurrently? Answer: we have to act simultaneously because we are all in one system in which the Creator is activated by the request of a person, and the person is activated by the Creator. It follows that we are partners, but from different sides of creation. We are from the bottom, and the Creator is from the top. The system of connections between us is called the worlds. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, December 3, 2017. What happens upon crossing the Maxim? Question: what happens to a person when crossing the Maxim? Answer: a person dissolves in others. He remains in the physical body, but leaves the inner egoistic essence, and begins to grow in the spiritual essence. Question: does he lose fear for himself? Answer: fear appears at the descent and disappears as one ascends because a person again adheres to the Creator. This happens time after time. The state of disconnection from the Creator is called a descent, and the state of adhesion with the Creator is called an ascent. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 31st of December 2017.